January 26th, Blessed James of Pieve, Martyr, Third Order. Blessed James was born in the 13th century at Pieve di Cadore, or Castel Pieve, a little town in Lombardy. Even before his birth, his mother was acquainted with his destiny in a twofold vision. Once she beheld a boy who was carrying a church in his hands. At another time, she saw a red lily sprout forth. She concluded then that her child would become a priest and that he would shed his blood innocently. And so it happened. James began his course of studies in order to devote himself to the religious state. So that he could do a lot of good as a priest, he studied, besides theology, also civil and ecclesiastical law, as was frequently done in those days. While he excelled in his classes, he refrained from taking part in the boisterous revelry of the students, and always treasured the grace of holy purity. After he had become a priest, the love of God so forcefully attracted him to poverty and humility that he decided to devote his entire life in a humble sphere to the service of the poor and the afflicted. He joined the Third Order of St. Francis and publicly wore the habit of the tertiaries. He used his knowledge of law to protect the poor and the oppressed, especially widows and orphans, and he preferred to exercise his spiritual ministry in poor churches, where, too, he was most devout in his duties. At the gate of his native town, there was a hospital that had become ruinous, and with it a deserted church. James acquired both structures and spent the entire fortune he had inherited from his parents in restoring them. Then he moved there and rendered to the poor the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. One day he found among old papers in the hospital one stating that several pieces of land belonged to it, which a prominent man had acquired unjustly. James went to him and asked him kindly to yield the land to the hospital. But when he could accomplish nothing by being kind, he defended the claims of the poor sick in court, and a decision was rendered in their favor. But his defense of the poor was to exact from him his life. The prominent man invited him, as if by way of reconciliation, to a supper, and had him treacherously murdered by his servants on his way home. This occurred on January 15th, 1304. The body was dragged into a deep gully and thickly covered with brushwood and brambles. But after a few days, the peasants saw the brambles sprouting in the midst of winter. On clearing them away, the body of the murdered saintly priest was found. He was solemnly laid to rest in the hospital church, where his body was found incorrupt when the tomb was opened after 174 years. His cult was approved in 1806. The Servites also claim Blessed James as a member. He is sometimes called Blessed James the Almsgiver. On defending the unjustly oppressed. Consider the sad plight of the poor and the weak when, in addition to their distressful circumstances, they have also to suffer from godless persons in power. When they are robbed of their meager possessions, when their rights are curtailed, or when they are even forced to serve a wicked purpose. There are times when the godless boastfully encourage such misdeeds, and when, to use the words of Holy Scripture, they seem to say, "Let us oppress the poor just man, and not spare the widow, nor honor the ancient gray hairs of the aged." Wisdom 2:10. Their own malice, says Holy Writ, blinded them. Wisdom 2:21. Unfortunately for humanity, such crimes that cry out to heaven for vengeance still occur among so-called Christians. Have you at any time had a share in them? As sinful and atrocious as such oppression of the helpless is, so meritorious and pleasing to God it is if a person, according to the example of the saintly James, renders assistance to the oppressed. A person like that discharges the office of God himself, who calls himself the Father of Orphans and the Judge of Widows. Psalm 67. If you cannot appear in court in their defense, you can nevertheless defend them in the circles in which you move. You can intercede for them, console them, pray for them. After the example of the saintly James, one should, however, always first proceed by the path of kindness in order to obtain justice. Should it, however, become necessary to contend for justice in court, one must still be ready to enter into friendly exchange, as James accepted the invitation of his opponent. If his way of doing things cost him his life, it also made his crown in heaven doubly brilliant. Prayer of the Church. Almighty and eternal God, the comfort of the afflicted and strength of those that labor and are burdened, let the prayers of those who call upon thee in tribulation be heard by thee, that all may with joy find the assistance of thy mercy in their necessities, through Christ our Lord. Blessed James of Pieve, pray for us. Thank you.